95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. I'm Riggs. That's intern Steve right there. But over here, more importantly, it's Josh and Amelia from SR Parats. They're there. Woo-hoo! Morning Hog Brew Review, our first one of the new year, the 2022 edition. It's going to be bigger and crazier, but we're starting sensible and reasonable and allowing you to stick to your convictions at least through maybe the end of the 7th. Right.
Right.
Or the end
right.
of the show.
But with some N.A., non-alcoholic beers, which is great. Yep. Now, I don't know about these next two, so tell me what we're getting into next.
So this is the OG right here. This is yeah? Boss Holler.
Okay.
This is what they've been doing for a very long time.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. We're going to start off with Boss Holler.
Original.
Klaus
Never Holler heard of this
me neither.
Brand or that? Beer or I mean, brewery. Brewery.
Like I said, they've been around for a little bit. Huh. I believe this one... Right in the 70s era, right around there. Yeah. It's imported from Germany.
Yes. Okay. So it has all the benefits of the German purity laws, right?
Oh. Mm.
Okay.
So you get some different flavors in there.
This is totally different.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Almost on the very far back end of it, you get a lot of malt and almost like an oatmeal type flavor.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
sweet, molassesy almost. Yep.
Got some depth to it. Again, we're having breakfast right now. This is basically a great, we'll call it a breakfast beer, but it has hints of things you would enjoy in your breakfast.
So one thing I've noticed about non-alcoholic beers is
a
malt forward flavor on a lot of these.
Yes.
Whereas we'll get into some other ones later in the week, next week, the next one as well, where they're starting to slowly push a hop forwardness. Because people, that's where our generation is at now, is they want that hop flavor still in these non-alcoholic beers. So it'll be cool to taste the difference between this and the next one.
Absolutely. This beer actually won World Beer Awards, World's Best Beer Style.
Whoa.
World's Best Style winner.
It's a hefty title.
These non-alcoholics are getting to me. I can barely read.
I'm saying.
No.
I like that. Okay, now there's one more sitting here in front of us. A different color bottled, in fact, but still a Klaus Holler.
Huh? But it is a Klaus Holler. Yep. So this is their unfiltered dry hop. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more of that hop forward flavor.
Oh, good.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Does that mean I should spin it? I think I see
a little bit of the sediment.
Like, look at this.
Yeah, sediment at the bottom.
This is part of our science segment here on the brewery.
Make sure
the
you
forgot
my gently today. Swirl it upside down before opening the bottle.
This smells delicious.
All right.
It looks awesome.
I like this. I got a good aroma
That's
off
a
that.
A whole different thing.
Yeah, right? The color looks a little bit darker.
It smells like has like a floral smell almost.
Oh wow, that's a
right?
whole different.
Would that be the hops?
That is a whole different thing. That is hop. Yeah, there's definitely a little hop bitter right on the front of that one.
Mm. Dude, I really like the way this tastes.
Yeah, me too.
This guy, it's very different.
I don't know that we mentioned this on the first segment. I don't know that I would know. I hadn't looked at the bottle and we hadn't talked about this beer, that it was a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing nowadays. It's really hard to decipher which... I don't know if it's a cool thing, but...
It's cool. It's cool. Everything's cool in this segment.
But, to decipher, and that's what you're looking for, right? If you want a non-alcoholic beer, you are looking for the flavor of a beer.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be drinking a water or a soda or something like that.
Right.
So, the closer you can get to a regular beer, the better off we are.
All right, Amelia, you're studying that
Absolutely.
Bottle. What are we learning about this?
Is it story time yet?
A malt beverage dry hopped with Cascade hops. This Klaus Holler is the world's first dry hopped malt beverage in its category. Brewed by the German pioneer of non-alcoholic malt beverages, Klaus Holler dry hopped is full-bodied, amber-colored, and with hints of malty caramel. Mm. By dry hopping with Cascade hops, we crown its body with crisp citrus notes.
Ooh.
Finally, we keep our brew unfiltered to allow its rich flavor to unfold with every sip. The result, a dark golden masterpiece full of character.
That's pretty accurate to what I taste.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, and you know, hops are... They're magical, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, because it's just like a thing. It's like a thing you would like get stuck on your shirt if you're walking through the woods or whatever. You're like, oh, I got a hop on me. And you throw it on the ground.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack and the hops. Yeah. I would much rather listen to that story.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's like a
I don't think he'd ever make it up the stock at that point.
I never remember the ending either. Yeah, I don't. I fall asleep before the end of that one all the time, too. All right, so now, how about those? We certainly talked about the first one. Where can we get these fine beverages?
So, they'll be a little bit more difficult to find, but Publix does carry the regular Klaus Holler, Total Wine, ABC, some of your local independents, and again, your bars as well.
Yeah, go to srparrot.com/beerfinder and click and get and drink and enjoy. All right, so it's the 7th of January. If you're still doing dry January, you're good to go with any of these brews. And then if you get these and you're like, you know what, I need the real beer, just break it off at day 8. It's fine. You don't feel bad. We're not going to judge you. Come over. We'll bring you right over to our side. We don't mind at all. Well, let's get out of here then. Thanks very much. The Brew Review, Josh and Amelia, srparade.com. Go chase them down, won't you?
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.